Morning, Mark. LA. June
22nd.
Alex. Five rooms. This room is very is big size with a marble fireplace. And the floors are marble. And there's a marble winding staircase and several big rooms. And it's got its own chapel. Very beautiful. And then the land is very beautiful. 250 acres. As far as you can see, it seems to be, the price seems to be about the right price.
The down payment has been paid?
Yes, it's already, it's now in our name. Been transferred.
And when that moving?
Some of those have already moved.
Oh. It's bigger.
It was vacant, yes. Well, there's the old owner. He's keeping one room in the building for the time being. The man who sold it to us. He's a very, sort of a pious gentleman. He's doing humanitarian work. He's a war hero.
War hero?
War, yes. Last war. And he's doing, he's also helping us. He has a big factory next to the land that he's letting us use it for the incense business.
Oh.
So he's doing some good service.
What is that factory?
He employs these alcoholics and derelicts in different kinds of work.
Oh.
Making things. And he was keeping these people living in this palace. But now he's built another place next door where he keeps them and he has them employed. Sort of an Alcoholics Anonymous group.
Let them chant 26.
Yes. Bhagavan also ventures into prison. Anyway, it's a very beautiful place. Especially this time of year.
How long it takes to go there from Paris?
About 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. And what is the nearest town?
It's near Lyon. Orleans.
Oh.
Orleans.
How far is it? From our Paris?
About half an hour, I think.
Oh.
It is between several big towns.
Oh.
And it's very centrally located for our same town all over France.
Oh, we can go here and there.
Yeah, they're going to use that as the Sangerton base for established Sangerton all over France. Parties will go out for a few weeks and then come back. Oh, it's very good.
What is the climate now? It's cold?
It's nice during the day and cold at night. Europe is always cold.
Ask Europe is on
it. But this palace is in a fairly warm zone.
Oh.
It's got some sort of breeze coming from the Mediterranean Sea. See when it keeps it a little warmer most places. Because it's not snow very much during the winter.
Oh.
Besides the palace, there are some other buildings also. One place they're going to use for a goshala. One place for a gurukula. And then several householder houses.
And the land for farming?
Yes, I think half the land is good for farming. It's level and there's good water supply.
There is some river?
No, there's no river, but there's a
waterfall.
Pond. Yeah. 50 devotees in Paris now. So that temple there is very crowded. Impossible.
So, why not some of them move?
Yeah, that's their plan. So you're not for several hundred devotees.
Okay.
They're letting us through in the morning for nothing now. I think it's made us like a temple.
What? He was in Mangalarchi.
Oh.
I don't know where he is now.
Brahmananda is not come? Nobody knows, right?
He was in Mangalarchi, was there, right?
He was not dancing very much.
How he comes. Well, another car?
Yeah.
Yes,
not much.
So Maharaj feeling separation of Mahaprabhu.
Transcendental.
Yes, constructed my food. This is very good. Asakti tak vasati sthale. If one becomes attracted in the place of Krishna, place of Krishna everywhere, especially where his lila was performed. The Brahmananda, why late today?
I was in the temple chanting.
Oh.
It was come so early.
Is it early?
Well, earlier than yesterday.
No, I don't think. What is it then?
10 minutes to six.
Yes, yesterday you left about 5:40, and today you left exactly at 5:30. So.
I
came just after you left.
I think your watch is slow. It's your time now.
5:51.
Yes.
What is my?
This is about 1 minute faster. 5:50.
Huh? 5:50. Anybody here?
5:53.
My childhood, I remember, I went to see football match in the Maidan.
Doctor appointment.
Yes. So when I was returning, of course, I was walking throughout the whole. At that time, our house was the Mallik's house. So, from Maidan to Mahatma Gandhi Road, I came, and all the watches throughout the road, the center. When every watch was, every clock was wrong. But I was going, so I suppose I saw 5:10 here. And she stayed for 5:10, 5:10, 5:10, like that.
Not anymore.
Huh?
Calcutta is not that way anymore.
That's very strict in time.
No, every clock is hours off from each other.
Yes. Hours. Hare Krishna. Please today?
Los Angeles, it is always hot.
The month of June, Prabhupada, in California is very cloudy. One of the few days that it was sunny.
Then Hawaii is clear. Hawaii is clear. Every day we used to see sun.
Very beautiful day. India is like that also.
Venus.
Yeah. I think it's a joke.
But
again, commit sin. So repent and commit sin.
Oh, yes. I don't make it.
Whenever we meet the Christians, they always say that it doesn't matter because Jesus came to save us from our sins. Now it doesn't matter because we're saved.
And Jesus is a fool, and he has taken contract to suffer, and these people are free to come and stay.
Actually,
and they are so clever that they can make God's son also fool. Over clever.
He always said, your sins are forgiven you, go and sin no more. He always gave that injunction, go and sin no more.
There's no description of sins in Bible. What are these sins?
Killing, adultery. Yeah, they mention it.
Not 10 commandments.
That is.
Worship of demigods, they also say putting any god in front of the one supreme god. Worshiping matter.
Oh, in Berkeley, there's this one demon, so-called Christian. Every day, he comes out and he stands behind us with a big sign.
Big
sign. These mantras. You will not achieve anything by your mantras and meditation. And he calls us our idol worshippers. And now he's writing big signs. Don't chant Hare Krishna with us. He's writing Hare Krishna.
And he's telling us, why you are chanting?
Yeah, he stands behind us for 2 hours to 3 hours of kirtan. He's becoming one of our men now.
They used to do that, but never came from us. You know, the father of the H-bomb, the man who set up the H-bomb, he retired a week ago, and he said he was very sad that the young people were becoming disgusted with science nowadays, and all the young scientists, they are not as good as the old scientists. They have no desire anymore, really. Teller? Yes. Teller retired.
Who is he?
His name is Edward Teller.
So, what he is?
He's famous for inventing the H bomb. He invented the hydrogen bombs.
Oh.
He's the main inventor. There was a survey of the psychologists, young psychologists, and they asked them whether or not they would like to do research. And the vast majority of the psychologists said no, they don't want to do any research. They don't like to do research. Because it's all a joke. They don't prove anything. Just they figure it's a waste of time.
So money is just a matter of enough. You cannot become a philosopher unless you disagree with other people. So money is just a matter of enough. Something drowned?
Yes. They destroyed an amusement park there.
Oh.
And that got stuck in the water.
Oh. Why this car?
No one was coming anymore.
All amusement finished?
Yes.
They did that to get insurance money?
they're becoming disappointed in science, philosophy, amusement. That is good sign.
Go to colleges. The young people that are working on PhDs, we're doing all this research, but you can't prove a thing. I asked them, well, this experiment, you know, what will it prove? He says, well, it indicates this, it indicates that, but really, it doesn't prove anything.
It proves only that he's a fool. That is the only thing.
A very nice Indian gentleman. He's a life member. He's a young PhD in chemistry, Dr. Bhatt. He dedicated his PhD thesis to Krishna.
That's it?
Yeah. And he quoted Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vikrama. And I asked him, what is the practical result of your research? He said, maybe in 20 years they'll find some way to use some of the research that I'm working on.
He has dedicated to Krishna. Very good. Also dedicated, doctors. Yeah.
I was very surprised. I was at his home and I opened it up and it said, dedicated to Sri Krishna, the supreme scientist, quoted Brahma Samhita.
Dr. Wolf also believes in Krishna.
Yes.
Very strong. Yes.
You had a talk with him yesterday?
He said, I believe in Krishna unconditionally.
Unconditionally, very nice. Yes.
What is his specialty?
He's a linguist. PhD in linguists.
Oh, linguistics.
Yeah.
Dr. Judah also says like that, Srila Prabhupada.
Hmm?
Dr. Judah also says like that.
How's that?
Yes. He was coming to hear Rishi Janana and Tamal Krishna do kirtan every day at Berkeley. He said he'd like to come and hear the chanting very much.
Yeah, he comes every
day. He was very impressed with the bus. He was seeing Radha Damodar bus and was very impressed.
So whenever a devotee visits him, he's very pleased to see the devotees come and visit him also.
Yes.
His office.
He's a devotee. Nice devotee.
Yeah.
He's been also to Mayapur, I think, and Vrindavan.
Yeah, he met.
Associated with you before. So he says, a lot of good association.
Yes, he's happy. Tomorrow is one man.
Yes, he met him.
He told me that if he wasn't so entangled with family life, he'd want to take sannyas.
He's family man.
Yes.
No. So what is the anxiety? We can take charge of that, huh? How old is he?
He's about 65. He's just getting ready to retire.
So
he's retiring this year.
Which is very good health.
We spoke with him that when we incorporate Berkeley Temple as a university, he can be affiliated with that. He thought that would be very nice.
Huh. So, let him help.
Yes.
That our center be affiliated.
Yes. We were thinking if it was, if it pleases the divine grace, maybe he could teach one class in his book, and we could have some students come there.
That will be
all right. That'll be all right?
Oh, yes.
There's one psychologist who comes every week to study Krishna consciousness, and he plays some of the bhajan tapes in his office, and there's 20 doctors in his office, and he plays it so all the doctors can hear. And they all come in and ask him, what is that wonderful music? He says, oh, this is from the Hare Krishna movie. He says, no, it can't be from the Hare Krishna movie. They just chant and dance on the street, the same thing. He says, no, it's the Hare Krishna movie. They're very, very pleased. He gives all his patients mantra cards. He tells them, you should go to the temple. This will really help you.
Hare Rama. This is Nudi Beach.
Nude beach.
It used to be.
The
tent on one side. And
on one side they made it legal to be nude here, and then later on they repealed the law again.
Didn't feel legal.
Is it still?
Sure. You can either come wearing clothes or not wearing clothes to this beach.
Ah.
Lucky you would come early.
Just like a monkey.
Oh, that's good.
But why then the lavatories are made distinct for women and for men?
Now in the colleges, there's no more distinction.
No educational bathrooms.
One bed. One residence.
Boys and girls live in the same residence on the same floors and use the same bathrooms. Apparently, there's no restriction on the association.
Congress,
not married.
Congress just passed a law that the health education means that gymnastic classes, every day there's physical education class, must be co-educational. They must be. They passed the law like that.
Someday
I'll get so disgusted with it. So safe, I'll all want to become robo-charge.
When we noticed that this amusement pier was torn down, I didn't think that it meant that they were less interested in amusement, but they had become more degraded in their approach. The amusement piers, they come here instead to be naked on the beach for their amusement. Or they stay home and use intoxicants, mostly. That is increasing. Something like a prostitute house. And almost every place they are. Not even one part of the city anymore, but you see them everywhere.
The woman gives massage?
Yes. Always advertising beautiful young girls to massage you.
Open prostitution now. They advertise very, very, very badly.
We had a hearing in Berkeley for our temple, whether or not we could live there. And some neighbors were saying that these Hare Krishna people are no good because they don't have any sex life and don't take any intoxication.
They hate sex, they hate women, they hate
they're
sex.
Too sure. They'll make this whole place. They'll take over this whole place.
They'll subvert the whole neighborhood. We're trying to subvert and infiltrate our philosophy into their neighborhood.
So they are coming to know what we are.
The Mexican people are always a little suspicious. They naturally believe in God.
Give them invitation. Today is Sunday.
Yes, Sivananda is speaking with them.
No, you have no card? Love his card. Give them. Come.
Jai Krishna has one.
Is our enemy, it means Hare Krishna is acting upon it. Yes.
Like Kamsa.
Kamad bhayat krodhat. Either for lust, desires, or out of fear, out of anger, somewhere or other, if one is attached to Krishna, it's like him. The enemy means krodha, being angry upon us. This Hare Krishna people, does like that. So his agony. But that will also be a fiction. Grown up.
Krishna is so merciful.
Yeah.
One day in London, a woman came to try to drag her daughter from the temple. She came into the temple room with her shoes on, and one devotee, she would not remove her shoes, and the devotee pulled off her shoes, and she fell down. It was almost like she bowed down. She became so angry, she was shouting in front of the deities, and I dragged her out and had to wrestle her out of the temple, literally wrestling with her to get her out the door. And she came back in with a policeman, and she pretended to have a fainting spell because he had beaten her so badly, she said. So she said, "Give me some water." We didn't have any water, so we gave her some milk prasadam, and she drank it without thinking what it was. And so in so many ways, she saw the deities, she had prasadam, and then she left again. And it was always completely out of anger. But her motor, her anger was so strong that she got a lot of association because of it. She was so energetic, I think she was to become a devotee someday.
America. From India. There's so much breaststroke of us. The most impressive thing to these light members is to come to America and see our institutions. They have letters of introduction. They don't want to live in a temple generally, but they come to see
that member?
Yes.
Present?
Different men. I know. I made these men like members in Bombay, and I happened to be in Washington D.C. when they came there. And they attend the RTs. You know, it's very nice. They're very, very impressed.
When Kartikeya Mahadevia came to America some time back, he remarked to me that he had come to see all the sights, like the Grand Canyon and like that, but primarily he seemed now he was just simply going from temple to temple, because the temples were nice, nothing else was so nice as he expected.
Some life members came to San Francisco, and we picked them up in this Mercedes.
That's the same.
And they were so impressed that we had such a nice car for greeting the life members.
They talked about that same man I met once, Mr. Podar.
Mr. Podar, yeah.
One gentleman came to see me in Hawaii. He just left me.
Ramesh Lahoti. Ramesh Lahoti.
He knows it very well.
Yeah. Actually, that plan to have a tour, very good plan. It can be arranged. Because if they get convinced here by seeing this, then when they go there, they'll speak so highly to so many people. I think that we're bluffing to some extent, but when they come here, they see actually it's not just the pictures that we're showing, but there's something substantial behind the pictures.
Colleges and high schools, that the teachers appreciate the philosophy much more than the students. They have more brain substance. It's even a possibility. Many of them will actually become devotees if they have more association, because devotees are practically the only intelligent people that they ever get to talk to. Even the other members of the faculty, they are not so intelligent to talk to them. We went to see one philosopher. He's written 17 books. And he's a distinguished professor of philosophy. We talked to him for 3 hours. A very famous books are used all over the country. He said, my philosophy is close to the Hare Krishna philosophy. He asked me to explain this to me. He will be coming back. He's going on tour. He's retiring. We're also going to try to get him to come to Berkeley.
Is this the one at Pomona College?
No, this is another one at USC, University of Southern California.
Some professors wanted to see me.
Yes, in fact, one is coming over this afternoon.
Today? Two are coming.
Yeah. Actually, at the University of Southern California, perhaps three or four members of the religion department want to come, including the chairman.
So let him then. Let them come.
Yesterday, that Indian gentleman, Dr. Singh, he became very doubtful when you told him they didn't go to the moon. He was saying, do you think they really didn't go?
He never thought of that before, that they might have just made a show.
No. If we believe in our bad work, then not come. It is above the sun planet, 1,600,000 miles above. How they can go?
Srila Prabhupada, at night when we see in the sky that moon, that is the same moon that is above the sun?
Yes.
So their miscalculations are due to their imperfect senses.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada, I told Madhava Das in Atlanta that you had said that the sun is actually closer than the moon, and he immediately was able to prove that that is correct. He sat down and he was able to prove something by the way they are measuring the distance incorrectly in terms of bending light rays and straight light rays.
Doesn't the moon come in front of the sun? Sometimes the moon comes in front of the sun.
What is it called?
Between the sun and the earth, the moon comes.
A lunar eclipse. Lunar eclipse.
No, it is in Japan. Not according to that. That planet is called Rahu.
Not the moon. The moon is...
Rahu covers sometimes the sun and sometimes the moon?
Yes.
Is Rahu planet invisible? We cannot see this with our eyes?
Why you believe your eyes so much? Nonsense.
There's this psychology book and he says that the light spectrum is this long. And that you can see this much of the spectrum of energy. Very nice. This book makes many points that agree with Krishna Kanta's philosophy.
So, Prabhupada, you say that these astronauts have gone to the Rahu planet.
Yes. They might. That is also very difficult.
I was trying to arrange a meeting between your divine grace and this astronaut, Dr. Mitchell, and also this other famous scientist, Wernher von Braun, but they're on the East Coast at this time, so they couldn't come. But they both wrote nice letters that they would like to meet you if they could be in California at the same time.
Von Braun is a big rocket scientist from the old days. He designed the V-2 missile in Germany during World War II, and then he designed the American missiles during the space program.
What benefit he has done?
Well, he recently said, he retired, and he said now he thinks the only purpose of life is to research about God, to find out about God. He's very famous. So,
and they have finished already, sir. Now if they do not come to God, then they are finished.
Yes.
They have nothing to say anymore. Atatha Brahma Jitya, that is Vedanta. Now they have finished all their so-called talent. Now they have to come to Brahma Jitya, inquiry about the Supreme. That is their concern now. Now they have cheated public and blasted them, we are going to this country. They are all failures. Now they're anxious how to keep their position. That is it. Problem.
They got lots of money for their position.
Because if they are not employed by government with big salary, who is cared for them?
Scientists.
Hundreds of scientists may wander or walk in the street. Who is the government? Unless they have got money. I have seen in India so many scientists writing in the street without any employment. Who cares for me?
They'll have to go on welfare, Prabhupada. But a saintly person, even he has no money,
yes.
People care.
Yes.
When he says, Vidyatvamcha Nipatvamcha Naiva Tullam Kadacha, a rich man or a king and a learned man, Ramesh, Vidwan, they should not be compared. There is no comparison. Why? Sadeshi Pujyate Raja, a rich man or a king may be worshipped in his kingdom. Vidyan Sarvatra Pujyate. And if a man is learned, he will be worshipped as you. Therefore, he says, never compare with rich man who is learned.
Therefore, it's very important that all the devotees study your books so they become learned.
Yes. Anatho Pasamaham Sastra. This is the learning only. To keep them safe from this illusory material energy. Means knowledge and this Bhagavatam is the essence theme of Veda. Nigama Kalpataram Gulitam Palangam. Nigama means Veda. And this is the Gulitam Palam, ripened fruit of the tree.
To the proper, the twin professor.
Thanks, be home.
Yes.
Yeah. Is
that?
Yeah, is he? No. Maybe he is. Yeah. I think in, he lives in Switzerland or something.
Don't make research about God. Somebody told me.
Yeah, well, this Dr. Werner von Braun. That is his, in his conclusion now, at the end of his career. He's interested in meditation and self-realization.
Yeah.